This is the Funny Mummies podcast, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian, writer, actress and mother to two very lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, arts and anyone who can help us in this crazy world of parenting. So settle in as we find the funny side of parenting and being bloody great women. Hello, I'm Hattie Ashdown.
And I'm Gemma Beagley.
And welcome to the mini podcast sessions. This is our second one. It's the most up-to-date I think you're going to get. We're here recording on Tuesday, the 27th of July, and you're going to get it on the 28th. How wonderful is that? So we thought today, I should also remind people, we are in association with the other woman on Soho Radio. So you can listen to a longer version on there with some music as well, which goes out on a Thursday. But more about that at the end of the podcast. So we're doing more mini ones you can just fit in these busy summer holidays, and we thought we'd kick off with a sort of basically is a relatable theme to what's just happened to me, really, Gemma, isn't it?
It's happened to you, has it?
Happened to me. Well, it was
out of the blue.
It was very much planned, really, is the topic of leaving the kids.
Hey.
not permanently. Like, yeah, I've decided I'm leaving them. I'm going.
So this is just a summary. This is what Hattie did next for the next half hour.
Oh, no, don't. No, we're going to talk about the whole theme of, you know, are we comfortable with leaving the kids? Tick.
Next podcast.
Yeah, next theme. it's going to be slightly unbalanced, I think, as in I think we're both going to be in agreeance with that topic. But yeah, so I have been planned for about 3-4 months to go to a music festival. I don't even know how it started, actually. I think it was a friend of ours came up with the idea, and I think I was like, I've been to lots in my younger days, and my husband's never been to one, and I did feel like, oh, you know, be a nice thing to do. And then on one of those whim, when things started saying, oh, possibly things will open up, I think a lot of people, or maybe it's just me, started going, oh, should I book this, book that? Around about the time people were booking holidays. And so we booked a music festival, and then it was like, where are we going to leave the kids?
I was going to say, so the consideration was very much book now, sort the kids out later. and also, this thing that was booked, there was absolutely no intention of children being involved at all.
No, because we were going with friends that haven't got kids.
Right.
And they very much, the festivals we were looking at, they were like, oh, looks like there's a bit family orientated. And we were trying to say to them, unless you go to some heavy, hardcore German music festival, they're all a bit like that in the UK now. You know, there's an element of that, but you can either participate in that or not. It's like two worlds that can come. And actually, you know, without fast forwarding to how it went, because I got back on Sunday, my husband was saying that actually it worked quite well, because in the day it feels a bit more wholesome and you kind of want a little bit of that. I can't remember the process now, but I know that my husband was like, his mum would like jump at the chance of having them, but we discussed that it was a bit hard work for her to have them both on her own, because her husband's not very well, it's not fair, and the little one is three, you know, he's just turned three, it's full on. Mm-hmm. So then I had to work on my family. And I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Some people are really lucky. It's not even a second thought. It's just like, well of course my so-and-so will have them, or this, my sister or my brother or my parents will have them. Some people it's not second thought, but it's a strategic plan thing for us. And so God, sorry, I am gonna like just run out of battery at different points. You might just have to come in.
Yeah, just to put some context on here. But so Hattie is literally a few hours back from your festival, but and maybe, you know, we could fast forward to how it went, but I've never heard her sound like this. It sounds like she's lost half her voice box or something. I'm just wondering what the hell she was up to while her kids weren't around. So the arrangements of finding somewhere for them to go, fine. So how was it? How was it actually? So did you have to prep the kids? Was there a run up to it?
We didn't do that. It's really hard, and I think that people probably that's probably the normal thing to do. Is I talked to a friend of mine, Jess, who's been on this podcast, Jessica Clare, and she was talking about something that she was doing with her son, and she said, I told him every day for a week. And I thought, wow, you know, some people have to do that. But even though our oldest son can be slightly, I don't know if he's on some kind of spectrum, but even though he can be rigid, with some things, he's better last minute. Mm-hmm. But also we had the tricky thing of they were going to two different places.
They were being separated.
Yes, both those places they would both want to be at. So I had this really nervous thing that they would, you know, they would both go, but I want to be at Wacky.
Be at the other one, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to, you know. But so we decided that because the little one was going to be going shipped off first. So the big one went to school that morning and his grandma had come down the night before. So he kind of knew. He was like, are we going, you know, with Wacky? That's what he calls her. That's her nickname. And I sort of said, you are, I said, but not your brother. I said, but don't say anything to him. And he went, oh, okay. And so he's older, so he kind of got it.
Yeah.
And so he was all right. So when on the walk to school, I said to him, when you come out of school, you're going to go back to Wacky's for a few days. And he was like, Britain. I said, how many days? And he went, oh, that's not enough.
Okay, that's good. Good.
That was good. So then the toddler, we just didn't get a chance. It was like we came home and then it was like, oh, time to take him. And then I put him in the car and he fell asleep in the car and he loves his auntie, my sister. So we knew it wouldn't be a problem, like getting there. He's always asking to go to her house anyway, but I still hadn't really had a chance to explain what's going on. And so we went in and he just asked for her iPad.
Right.
And he went on her iPad and that was it. I didn't have a chance to really explain to him. And then I said, look, right, let's take the iPad away. Let's try and talk to him. And then she did it. She just went, would you like to stay with me for a couple of days? Mm. And he went, yes. And then I went, you're gonna sleep here? And he went, no. But we think he meant no, as in he thought I was telling him to go to sleep now or something.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
But he was just focused on the iPad. So, and then that was it. We sort of gave him a kiss goodbye, but at that age, they're minute by minute, aren't they? He's not and, you know, he has, out of the trouble that everyone's probably got now, maybe same as me, is we haven't seen a lot of family over this last 18 months. Mm-hmm. But out of everyone, my sister, he has seen the most on lockdown walks and things like that. And mm-hmm. we've gone to her house on the doorstep and stuff. So, you know, she was the best choice, really. And the only choice. I don't really have anybody else that would have them. I had to do a little begging for her to have them. Because she was quite nervous about having him. I think she was worried he was going to cry and she was worried mm-hmm. that
she'd be inconsolable and just like, yeah.
Yeah. But I think I wouldn't have done it if I thought I had that sort of kid. Yeah. You know, he's never been, even though we've had a few wobbles with him over since lockdown, like his personality did definitely change a little bit, even though he's not been as ready to go to people as he was before the first lockdown happened, definitely changed him. I still knew he wasn't that type of kid. I knew he'd be all right, but she was really worried. But yeah, so off he went. And yeah, it's always nice when you get there and you get the first message, which was like, he's having a great time. And, you know, he has asked for you a couple of times, but then he just sort of like moves on. And I guess he's at that age where they think, where's mummy? And then next thing you know, Peppa Pig's on and they're moving on.
Distracted, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the dropping off.
And how did you feel leaving? Because I generally, when I've done it, and I've left him overnight quite a few times in his life, overnight, and it's just like, and I skip off down the road. I mean, it's just like I skip off down the road when I drop him off at school. Just like, absolutely delighted, just to be hands free. But the few days one, so did you think about them while you how many nights were they not with you for?
Oh, so what was it? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we came back Sunday night. The festival ended up being closed. We got back just in time, and it actually got closed
because of the weather.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Extreme code red warning. It was a storm. All the power was shut down, and God bless them, Primal Scream and all that got cancelled.
Oh, yeah. No.
But we were planning to leave early anyway. And so we were planning to leave about 2-3 o'clock. And it actually officially got closed at 5:30. We were so lucky. We came out and it had started to rain. But yeah. So what did I say?
Four nights.
Okay. Four nights.
So did you think about them? And when you did think about them, what were you feeling?
I was surprised how much when we I was less worried about the older one because he has stayed at his grandma's before on his own because she's asked, you know, she said before, like, I'd love to have him for a couple of days on my own and stuff like that. So we've either she's come and got him and she's taken him for a few days and then we go and collect him. But she hasn't done that for nearly 2 years because of the pandemic. And so I wasn't so worried about him, but with Buster, he's my baby. He's my last one. And we've been much more attached because of that and because of lockdown.
Half his life has been in pandemic times, right?
Yeah. And I don't know about anyone else, but I think when you have a second child or your last child, they're just a lot more strapped to you, I think. I don't know. That's how it felt for me. Because with the first one, I was so ready for him to be independent. I don't know why. I almost was rushing him to be independent. And there'd be a lot of like, oh, you know, don't hold him too much, put him down in the buggy and all this kind of thing. But with Buster, it felt in order for me to just get stuff done, I'd have to have him strapped to me, to Hoover, to whatever, you know. So it's very different. So, I definitely felt a lot different about dropping. God, this is not funny. This is just information. It's terrible.
That's a lot of information. Okay, And how did you keep in contact? Did you keep in contact? What was the agreement? And what about Alex?
You know what? I didn't make any... Alex was absolutely fine. I remember going when we were dropping off Buster and I went, oh, I do feel a bit anxious. I was like, I feel a bit funny. And I was like, how do you feel? And he was like, what? Almost like his mind was, he's like, sorry, I'm just thinking about all the camping and stuff. And so I'm just thinking about getting there on time. And the thing was, he was Cub Scout, I called him. He was, you know, Scout leader. And I think he was obsessed with wanting to get there before it got dark.
Right.
And I, the minute the kids were dropped off and I'd calmed down from feeling a bit.
So, right, okay, that's done now. That's done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like checking your bags in at the air. It's like, right, okay, bags are checked in, we're in. Yeah.
And my neighbour said to me, oh, you'll be all right. Once you're down the road, you won't even think about them. She's German. And I was like, yeah, I am normally like that if I'm going out for the night. But I was like, oh, I don't know, I feel a bit different. But after a while I was, and I was going, we'll be fine. I was like, I've got to festivals at midnight and put a tent up. But he was absolutely right. We did end up getting there a bit late and it was dark and it was a bit of a nightmare trying to put the fucking tent up in the dark and stuff. So I think as soon as I was there, the arrangements, I didn't really make arrangements. I think both my family's family are quite good, and that's where we're quite lucky. I don't know if that's the right word. Other people might prefer others, and Gemma, please tell me if you've had different. But when I know when I've been out for an evening with somebody and their partner or their whoever's looking after me is messaging them every 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, forget it. Yeah, forget it.
It's like, what's the point?
What's the point? Yeah.
What's the point? You've got to have a mental break as well. It's like, unless that baby is spitting up blood or, you know, not breathing, you can cope. Yeah, like, don't tell them.
Well, yeah, what am I going to do? Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell them every little thing. All you're doing is worrying them. If you're like, oh, she's lost her teddy bear and I can't quite find it. You know, for fuck's sake, you know.
The only thing I would say is that when I was younger was that I wanted to know that he was in bed. That, you know, it's just kind of, it would be playing on my mind about whether, because he's not the best at going to bed, right? And so that would be playing on my mind. And so once I got the message to say, and I didn't care if it's true or not, just wanted to be told. Yeah. He's fine. Yeah. You know, and then that's it. It's like, fine. I can kick.
Oh,
back,
that's a good tip. You know? Yeah. Just like, I don't.
Yeah. Just lie.
No, I think that's, I've never really thought about that before, but that's good advice, is to have one or two things that you say to the sisters that is important to you.
Yeah.
To know.
But that's for me. I mean, if people can kind of drop off their kids and then not think about them for a week. God, I know somebody who their kid was, I don't think their kid was like over, was it one yet? And they went on holiday for a week.
Who were they staying with? Family?
Yeah, with the grandmother, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being in a favourite Italian restaurant we used to go in, and they were telling us, like, because, you know, Italian family is very close and all that, and they're very early on, their family, to go on holiday. So sent them on holiday for about 2 weeks to look after their children. And I was thinking, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that early on. It was quite early on.
But then I suppose, like, I can't remember who I was talking to about this, but, you know, if you've got a job, like, if you're an actor, you know, and you're on, you know, you're on location or whatever, then I guess you are away for that long, both of you. Yeah, then I guess these people then have nannies and stuff, don't they? And they travel
with them. Sometimes
they
do, but I know two actor comedians that have had to go away. I think Ellie Taylor had to go away quite early on. For, like, I think she was filming that Plebs.
Yeah.
And I think she had to go away for like 3 weeks or something. And the baby might have only been about 8 weeks old or something, you know, and maybe a bit older, but I know still tiny. So, and you have to go with it because, again, if it was a man.
And of course Holly, who we had, Holly Walsh, we had the same thing, right? She's away for chunks of time.
And then because you had to go, because you don't know if then you'll come back and you'll have like 6 months where you're not going anywhere. So, and actually, really, we know that actually it's fine. There's not much goes on when they're that tiny.
No, of course.
It's just you as the mum might feel like, oh God, I'm not bonding with them. But I guess you find ways to cope. I don't know. I'm saying this. Had it happened to me, could I do it? I don't know. I can't tell you.
One of my seniors in my day job, his father was a politician and used to be away a lot. And because he'd be away kind of doing government-y stuff, he'd take the wife as well. So both his mum and dad would be away for long periods of time. And he had a governess, which is a nanny that also teaches as well.
Oh.
I think that's what a governess, like Maria Montrap was in Sound of Music, right? And but he wouldn't see his dad and mum for maybe 5 weeks. But then kids go to boarding school, I suppose, as well, don't they? You know, so it does, you know, it does happen. But I kind of, did you feel guilty at all this weekend?
No, and I really thought I would when I saw other kids with the family and stuff.
Okay.
Because there were, you know, I guess not guilty, but a few times, like, they've got the families with the little, they're pulling the truck. So you have those little truck things, like a trolley thing with and they've all got fairy lights around. The kids are sitting in them.
Hipster buggy.
Yeah. And they're all like, but they're all having a good time. And I felt like, but I was thinking, my kids just wouldn't. I know my kids were going, I'm bored. I just really feel like.
Yeah.
Kids on shoulders watching bands, right? And I was like, I know my kids would not be, I wouldn't. But it made me go, what, we've got to start taking them. We'll start slowly with a day festival or something, take them to some bands. Because they haven't really seen any live music. And I was, so it was good for that one. I said, And it's right.
When was the first time you saw live music? First bloody concert I went to, mate, was I went to see the Spice Girls at Wembley Stadium in 1998. I was 17.
I think I was, mine was Jason Donovan. And yeah, I was like, I think I was about 17. No, maybe younger. 17. I think maybe 17, around that age. So yeah, you're right. They didn't, but it's nice if you can, because then you can, because it was just sweet. I was down the front watching, please don't ask me to pronounce his name, the Icelandic pop star that was in the Eurovision, but he's so cute. I think it's Daddy Freya, I think it's pronounced. But he's really cool. I mean, we're watching him and he was on quite early. I mean, you know, I'm classic, like mum festival going on. Oh, I like the bands when they're on early. It's more chilled. And we're down there and I looked and there's a woman with a tiny, tiny baby. I said, how old is she? She was like 8 weeks old. And she went, my son loves this band. So her son was sort of like down the front.
Mommy, look.
Oh, someone's come up.
Oh.
Oh, what have you got? A present?
Yes.
Oh, I think this means the other son's back. I'm gonna
right.
I'll have to go in a minute. Can you go back downstairs and I'll see you in a minute?
Close the door.
Thank you, Buster. And so I was like, oh, yeah, he's a massive fan. I thought, wow, he's 10 years old and he's a massive fan of this band. And maybe they got them in. So no, I didn't feel good. I was just grateful. A few times I thought, I'm so lucky. I was just like, I think there was a few, you know, yeah, just grateful that we had people. I'm often moaning about that. I wish we had more babysitting up like the day today. I always wish I had like someone who's like got family right next to them or whatever that can like every week just drop them off or whatever.
We don't have
that sort of setup. But I just suddenly thought you've got to be grateful for what you have got, and so I just felt really grateful.
And I wonder if the guilt, like if you'd gone but Alex didn't, would you feel guilty then?
Oh, yeah,
I wonder.
But it just wouldn't happen. It was more for Alex. If I'm honest, it was, you know, it was for him. I like, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing you have to do when you have toy boy husbands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tick, I've done like, that.
Taking your son to soft, your husband to soft play.
I mean, I can't say, I'll do it again, even though we all did that. Yeah, let's do this again.
It looks like you're having a lovely time.
I did have a lovely time, Gemma, but it's, you know what? It's, everyone expects me to be the party animal. It's hard work.
Yeah, I would expect it as well. It's true.
They were like, you know everyone. You know, I knew someone who was DJing backstage, and obviously we bumped into Dane Baptiste, and, you know, and it was just like.
What was he doing? Was he there? Was he performing? Was he? Was there a comedy?
There was a comedy stage there, and I, you know, it's really hard to get on the on the comedy circuit on festivals. It's like only certain acts will be. I have done festivals before, and I didn't really get my finger out to find out who was booking it. But I was also partly thinking, do I want to? Will it be hanging over me to perform? So yeah, it's just a tent that did comedy, but they didn't have a lot, so I don't know if they would have had me, because normally you would have like little acts and the big, but it seemed like they just sort of have like two acts maybe a night,
yeah,
rather than, you know, and they were quite big, you know, so there needed to be more acts so they could put little old me on.
Little old you.
Because they got pick of the bunch now, everyone's desperate to
tear you away from your Icelandic pop star.
But it was great. We did lots of dancing. You know, the negatives were that I felt, when we first got there, I felt so in old. But because where we camped was just with a load of teenagers.
Right.
Literally teenagers, but not even hippie teenagers. They looked all like, chubby. I don't know. Can we say that word?
I can say it because I'm a bit chubby, so I can say that.
Well, just a bit like what I call, the boys are all like collars up and like hands down the pants.
Polo shirts.
Yeah, polo shirts. And I was like, what? This is not how I remember it.
Well, like ravers, I would have called them, I suppose, in the 90s.
Kind of. But Yeah, but and then when we spoke to people, they were like, "Oh, you're not in general camping, are you?" Yeah, it's a bit like that. And they stay up, and they stay up all night. And so, if I ever did it again, and you can all hold me to this when I'm going, no, I would. It's got to be boutique camping. It's got to be 100%
boutique. Yeah, but then their kids. I don't know what's worse.
The family camping, right. General camping, and there's boutique camping.
Yeah.
And because we thought, we've got a nice tent, which we did, and we had air beds, which we did, but what we did realise is you've got to do all the, that was the worst bit. So I'd sum it all up is that it's nice seeing all the bands. We had some nice treatments. We paid for this hot tub treatment. Mm. We sat in a hot tub and had Prosecco and you could have all these treatments. That was all nice. But then it's ruined by the fact that you go back to your tent, you cannot sleep because you've got teenagers all night talking about their shagging experiences. And they're right next to you. Yeah, right here next to your ear.
Yeah.
So with boutique, you haven't got to carry anything. Just turn up.
Just rock up.
I'm too old. That's me for next year.
Yeah.
So we've got 5 minutes, Jem. So what would you? You generally have you felt guilty then leaving ever?
Well, I haven't. I mean, when it's so I've been away for two nights a few times. I went to New York to work, but I left him with his dad. We were still together at the time, yeah. and John's mum was there as well, so we had Granny there as well. Did I feel guilty? No, I didn't actually. But when he's been away, he's left me for longer, you know. So he's been away for a week. After a few days, my heart, like what I call my kind of maternal, there's like a maternal chamber in my heart that kind of just drags a little bit.
There's my little boy. I think you might have grown.
Look at you.
We're recording live. What you got to say to people? Have you had a nice time? What was the best bit of being with Wacky?
Dinosaur playground.
Dinosaur playground.
Yeah, and I got this on Monday.
You smell delicious.
Oh, she must get me off.
Look at his little face. Right, I've got 4 minutes and I'll come down, give you a big hug. Can you close the door?
Okay.
Aww. I just wanted to see you.
Aww.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, that's not. See, yeah, you see. And I remember when I was away for a week, I think it was a couple of years ago, and there was like after about 5 days, he wanted to speak to me like three times and stuff.
Yeah,
and it was obvious that he missed me. He was just like, oh, you know, I just want to.
Yeah,
just say hi, you know, and so that kind of, it's just a really.
That's right. And on the Sunday when we were coming back, and my sister said, "Look, do you need to leave him another night? Because we picked up a baby first, but as you've just seen, he's literally just come back now."
Yeah.
And she said, "Look, do you want to leave him getting the morning?" I said, "No, I don't care. We pick him up at 10 o'clock tonight. Like I've got in my head, I'm seeing him now."
Yeah.
And she only lives up the road from us, so. Yeah, so my like you say, the minute I woke up that Sunday, even though I felt like shit, I was excited.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was picking him up. And, you know, so we're not completely cold-hearted, even though I think, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Because I was thinking, what makes us be those mums that aren't, like, feeling guilty and quite, you know, okay to leave them? And I think it's that we... Maybe it's because we're a bit older.
Jeez.
So maybe I am the example that you shouldn't go away and leave your children, because this is the bit thing you don't get to do. It's yesterday. I so wanted to just sit and watch Netflix all day and sleep. But we had to look after the toddler. And generally he was quite good, bless him. He just went on the iPad all day.
But you don't, if you are going to go away and leave your kids, you don't have to go You don't have to go raving in a tent, yeah.
Well, I'd say that is a one-off. That is a one-off. And actually... You know, Jem, one of the things I was frightened of before I left was the friends we were going with that haven't got children. I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to want to rave and I'm going to feel like the boring one. And I tried to have it in my back of my mind. I was thinking, I'm going to do this and do that if I, you know, like excuses to. And in the end, right, nearly every night, it was them that was more tired than me. because me and Alex are used to very little sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not used to it. So interesting. There you go, Sue. So we right. are the born ravens.
There we go.
Parents, we've built up the stamina now, but yeah, now is the recovery. So thank you for listening to the mini pods. We'll do a few more of these and then we'll get back to normal, having some guests. If there's any guests you'd like us to get, please do let us know. And anything else you want to add, Gemma? Anything we're meant to be promoting? Oh, my Camden shows. This will go out before the Camden shows. Yes, I'm doing the Camden Fringe, work in progress, dig deep, on the 13th and the 14th. Is it I'm doing? Quickly do this. 14th and the 15th in Camden. If you can come, please come. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. I don't know who's coming. That'd be great.
Brilliant.
Anything, Gemma?
Excellent. Okay, well, have a good another couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening, downloading and sharing. Please keep telling everyone. Thank you, Gemma.
See ya.
With me, Croaky.
Sounds sexy.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast with me, Hattie Ashdown. Thank you to my panel and guests today. Edited and produced by Scott Kingsnorth in association with Screaming of Laughter, the lunchtime comedy club where babies can come too. These shows go out live on Soho Radio for the Other Woman show. See schedule for details. Please subscribe, rate and review and share this podcast. We really appreciate it, and it's the only way more people can find us. So see you next time for more Mum and Tonic.